Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I am really pleased to welcome into the studio Hetty Wood from Rowan. Good afternoon, Hetty.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
And you.
Now, you've got loads going on at Rowan at the moment.
We do.
But the one thing we're going to specifically concentrate on today is going to be the concert, a charity concert in aid of Rowan.
Yes.
And if you just quickly give a quick couple of sentences about what Rowan is, for anyone that may still not be aware of what Rowan does.
Of course. So, Rowan, we are a charity and arts centre, and we're based here in Cambridge. We've actually just celebrated our 35th anniversary. That was last year. And we run an arts centre for adults with learning disabilities. We're very lucky. We've got our own studio space and we work in print, textile, ceramics, mixed media, wood. We also do drama and music. We currently have around 80 students and they come to us throughout the week, Monday to Friday, and they get involved in the different studios. They learn new skills, get involved in commissions and projects. We have lots going on. It's really a way to get all of those student artists involved in the community and to give them a focus for the week.
And the stuff you produced at Rowan is so high end and so beautiful. I mean, I know I've been to a couple of your Christmas winter warmer events, and I usually get all my Christmas presents because there's some beautiful, well, all of it's lovely. I always come away with some lovely things, and wooden gifts and ceramics and all sorts, and prints actually. So, as you mentioned, though, you are a charity, so you need money to fund all this lovely work, don't you?
We do, yeah. And it's sort of, we have to work throughout the year to do different things to bring in the funding that we need. And we do that in many different ways. So we do our own events. We also hire the building out. We also sell artwork. We do commissions. But on top of that, we're very lucky. We do get great support from the community as well. And this concert's a great example of that.
Yes. So tell us all about this concert. It's the Samson Orchestra of Cambridge.
Yes.
And it's at West Road on Sunday evening.
Yes, it is. It's this week, February the 2nd at 7:30. And it's called Romance and Revolution.
And the composers they're going to be playing are Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, Rimsky-Korsakov Snow Maiden Suite, and Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 3. Now, they're all, by look of it, they're all Russian. I think they're all Russian composers. And I guess that's where the Romance and Revolution comes
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly. They've sort of really gone with a lovely theme here to bring it all together. And what's lovely about all these pieces is that, you know, even if maybe you don't consider yourself a classical music fan, you know, you'll be able to go and listen to this and enjoy it and even maybe recognise some of the music.
So you were saying that they've purposely chosen pieces that are quite accessible, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes,
so
definitely.
That, like you say, that we would recognise, so that it might be just a lovely way to spend a Sunday evening and just relax and listen. Like you say, you probably will pick out some tunes you hear from theme tunes or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, you'll be able to sit back, relax and enjoy some lovely music.
And I see there's a solo piano as well as an orchestra, which is rather nice as well. That's quite unusual sometimes, isn't it?
So it should be a really lovely event. And what's wonderful about it is that they've actually come forward and they have given Rowan 50 tickets. So we are selling these tickets, and the tickets that we sell, we then get to keep 100% of the ticket cost.
So that's why it's really useful to buy their tickets directly from you.
Yes.
If you are thinking of coming.
Exactly.
And they are slightly cheaper, I believe.
They are indeed. Indeed. So the standard ticket is £18, but we are selling the tickets for £16. So you can call us and book your tickets, and you can either collect them before, or I'll actually be there on the night because I've got my tickets, and you can buy them from me.
So you can even just come along on the day and look for you, Hetty.
Yes.
Will you have a label on or something?
You'll
get there before the box office.
I will be there at our Rowan table. Our colours are green, so you won't be able to miss me.
Very good.
And you can buy your tickets. But as we do only have 50, I would suggest just giving me a call or giving me an email, and then I can reserve them for you and you can collect them on the night.
And just say your email again for people that...
What I'll do is I'll say the website, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, if you pop on our website, which is www.rowanhumberstone.co.uk, and then our telephone and my email address is all on there.
That's easy. So if you do want one of these tickets, or, you know, several of these tickets, do get in touch via the Rowan website, and I think that's probably the easiest way to do it, isn't it?
Definitely.
And then at least you can reserve them and pick them up on the night.
Yeah, that's what I'd definitely definitely suggest to do. So be a lovely evening, a bit of music for
a Sunday
night. Oh,
and you said there's an interval, isn't there, with a bit of refreshments
in the
interval.
Yes, there will be an interval as well. So it's really a lovely opportunity to pop out on the Sunday, come and listen to some lovely music. And if you buy tickets from me, then your ticket cost will be coming straight to a charity.
That's great.
And which is wonderful.
I also noticed it said that it's going to support a student artist bursary.
It is, yes.
So what? Explain what that is.
So at Rowan, our students pay to come for their when they're with us for the day, and that costs a certain amount of money. But we're aware, you know, there are some of our student artists who may struggle with this or need support in the cost of Rowan. So we were very lucky last year. We got a donation to kick off our student artist bursary, and we're now working hard with fundraising events, our own events, community events, just to keep that topped up so we never have to say no to anybody, turn anyone away.
Yeah, that's a really
great making idea. Sure that we are truly accessible for everybody.
Yes, and that's gone out of my head. I can't remember what I was going to say. But so the student artists that get the bursary, say then they can go on to do other things, and that enhances the charity as it was, because you were saying you have lots of events.
Yeah.
Which they contribute to, don't they?
So, no, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we have so much going on at Rowan. A lot of it, we, you know, are focusing on the artwork day to day, you know, learning the new skills, getting involved in projects and commissions. But it's also about the social side for our student artists. We yearly do an evaluation of like how we're doing, and we have a chat with the students about it all. And a lot of them will say to us, you know, if I wasn't coming to Rowan, I'd be at home. So it's really important that places like Rowan exist, so our student artists can come and have a social life and go on trips and, you know, learn new skills and really feel like they're able to give something back to the community, which I think a lot of people can sometimes take for granted. And there are people out there that don't have those opportunities. You know, if they didn't come to Rowan, they could go, you know, a couple of days without speaking to somebody. So it's a really special place. It's a lovely place to be.
What I was going to say was that if the website address you gave, the rowanhumberston.co.uk, if people want to look at the other events you've got on, or they want to commission themselves for something. I know you do like beautiful benches, don't
yes,
you?
Yes,
well,
we
actually
do.
Lots of commissions for all sorts of
things. Oh, we do.
Things.
All sorts of things going on at Rowan. I mean, recently something that's been very popular are felted scarves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they've been very popular. And we've also had signs for houses. Our labyrinths are ever so popular. I mean, we've got so many things going on. So while you're on the website to hopefully get the email address to book some tickets, you can also see everything else we've got going on. Our winter newsletter actually just came out last week, and that's a lovely way to sort of look at the last 6 months to see what we've been up to.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for coming, Hetty. And
thank you.
That concert sounds lovely. So I hope everybody gets lots of tickets for that and you have a really nice evening. So we're just going to go to the travel now, as it's 20 to 2. Cambridge 105.